Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay and Jason Berenger. Now let's go to the hotline and bring in our air travel and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. Jay, it's great to talk to you. And, you know, something that I was seeing over the course of my vacation, headlines about Trump's tariffs and all of that. And look, I think this is a negotiating tactic. I think it's pretty obvious that's the plan here. Now, you know, especially when it comes to China, I don't know that they're going to do what Trump wants. So I think there's more of a potential for the tariff issue to arise with them as opposed to like Mexico and Canada. How are the markets viewing the threat of tariffs ahead of any potential implementation of them?
Well, the markets overall are excited over what I believe that they feel is going to be an economic boost here that's coming. And of course, there's a lot of optimism. And I mean, the markets have already had this year to date, some incredible numbers, some far beyond what we expected when you and I talked back in January. But there is this growing concern over, look, if we get into a contest with China, who's going to blink first? We know that, President Trump in the past has been very determined on the things that he has done and sometimes not a great deal of flexibility. So the thought is, you know, all this tariff talk, is that something that could kind of, you know, have an adverse impact on this optimism that we have moving forward as far as continued economic recovery and growth, especially on the business side of things? And Ryan, right now, that's something that's tempering a little bit of the excitement as we roll into a new trading month, the last trading month of the year, as we try to get a determination on, you know, is this something that could impact the markets in a way from the economy standpoint? And obviously, it's too early to call, and we won't know for, you know, many, many weeks. But that doesn't mean that the concern's not there now, as a lot of investors are trying to plan how they're going to position their money, not only for the end of the year, but obviously for next year moving forward.
Yeah, I think what Trump is trying to do right now is set a tone, and it's a sharp tone, and countries like Mexico, Canada, China in particular. And it already seems like that has created some productive conversations with Mexico and Canada. Now, you know, in terms of the deliverables there, we'll see. But I think you could probably reach a deal with countries like that. China is the tough one because they're not going to want to look like they completely back down to Trump. And we're going to want to get, you know, some real deliverables from them, which I think we need. Look, I think what Trump is trying to get out of all of this is spot on. The question becomes, if China doesn't agree to what we want and the implementation of those tariffs were to begin, there's no question that's going to have a major impact on the economy. And regardless of you know, what some say, it will result in inflation in a sense. Prices will increase because of that. The question's always been whether the ends justify the means, whether the long-term goal that you're trying to get out of tariffs is worth the pain that you will experience in trying to accomplish those goals.
Absolutely. And I think that if the Chinese economy was stronger, I would be a little bit more worried.
Yeah,
but the fact that it's not firing on all cylinders, I think, is something that that Donald Trump is aware of. And I believe, although I have no way of knowing this, that in his mind, that from a negotiating standpoint, he might have slightly the upper hand. And obviously, time will tell whether or not that is the case and which way we go. But look, there's obviously a lot of middle ground between the two countries. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that we will, you know, understand more as we move forward. And any improvement at all, I think, is going to be in the plus column for us without it going too far. And of course, in the past, Donald Trump has not gone over the edge with regards to some economic policies because things in the past have really worked well. But look, let's not you know, lose sight of the fact that the S&P 500 up 27% this year, NASDAQ 28%, the Dow's up 19%. Things are moving in a good direction in many regards as far as a lot of specific industries and sectors. The point is going to be, can this continue on a wider margin? And it's going to be interesting to see. I'm very optimistic, very excited. But, Brian, I'd be lying to you if I wasn't a little bit cautious in the back of my mind thinking, I don't want to lose sight of things and be so determined on trying to be right on something that it ends up hurting the economy. And again, Donald Trump's got a lot of very, very smart men and women around him. And I think that he's going to end up making the right call as we move forward.
All right, we're joined by our market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Real quick, in terms of a potential December rate cut from the Federal Reserve, what is the thought process there from Wall Street? Do they think it's likely? And how much does this tariff talk potentially impact that decision?
Well, I think that the Jerome Powell and the Fed, it's certainly something that they are considering. And right now, Wall Street's considering it about a 66% lock that we're going to have an announcement later this month with regards to the an interest rate cut. Now, to what degree, I think it'll be minor if we get anything. But, Ryan, of course, we've got the Friday jobs report that's coming out that's going to give us an indication of how things looked in November. And the last analyst I saw was anywhere between 180 and 200,000 jobs. Of course, last month it came out at 12,000 for the month of October. So obviously we need to see some sort of a bounce back in those surprises there. But I think the Fed's going to continue doing what they've been doing. And I think a quarter point is certainly on the table. If they don't do any more, they pretty much reached the goal that they had at the beginning of the year. They were looking at three interest rate cuts, quarter point each. They were looking at about that as far as for the end of the year. And from a cumulative standpoint, they've accomplished that. So I think that they can check that box. And even if they decide to pause until the next meeting, I still think that's going to be an okay thing. And I don't think that the market would react, you know, as far as too negatively to that, because, again, it's close to 50-50 at this point which way things are going to go. And there's a lot of stuff. We've got economic data coming out this week. We've got other things later this month that we're going to see. And I think that's going to feed into the Fed's decision on what that calculated next step needs to be.
And final question for you, switching over to aviation. What did we see from Thanksgiving week travel? How did everything go? How smooth were the airports and was air travel over the past few days?
It was problematic, especially the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, because that's typically the second busiest travel day of the year. But on the 27th, I mean, we had 2.7 million people flying, which was a smaller night. It was like the 15th busiest day of the quarter. So it wasn't anywhere near the numbers we were expecting. And even when you look back at the 30th, as far as for the travel that we had for the first, the numbers weren't as high as what we expected. And a lot of that had to do with weather-related cancellations and delays that really impacted a lot of those travelers who still, as of today, Ryan, are still trying to get home.
All right. Our air travel and market expert, Jay Ratliff, with us this morning. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. Jay, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Can't wait. Thank you.